This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Rich O'Leary, softball coach at Salem High School. And Rich, off to a 2-2 start this year, I understand.
Yes. You know, we're a very young team, but we have been playing extremely well. We beat Marblehead 4-3, which is the first time the girls have beat them, or the kids, I should say, the kids that have beat them since I've been coaching 6 years. First time. We played excellent. We got a two-run home run from Ella Wassman in the bottom of the sixth to take the lead 4-3. Skyla Zwerka hit a two-run homer in the third. So, you know, we've been playing really, really good defense, led by our shortstop, Liv Lux, and second baseman Faith Sanchez-Schroeder. Liv is a freshman, and Faith is a sophomore.
And I understand your pitcher is very young as well. Does that sound right?
Yes, my pitcher is Amy Thornett, and she is a freshman as well. But she pitched 13 games for us last year as an eighth grader. Our catcher is Julia Gauthier, and she is an eighth grader. So we don't have a senior on the team. We start one eighth grader, two freshmen, four sophomores, and three juniors.
This is a young team. That's about the youngest high school team I've ever heard of, I think, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, it is very young, but they play together as a team, and they all get along. It is a pleasure to come to practice and the games every day.
Well, you know, when you're been in the other games too, and from what I understand, so to me it tells me that you've got, as you just mentioned a moment ago, the defense thing's got to be working. The pitching and defense has got to be there for you right now.
Yes, it is. Hitting is slowly coming around, but our pitching and defense is just have just been tremendous this year.
As we talk here on Thursday, how's the team dealing with all the heat at practice?
Oh. They're enjoying it. They all put their sunblock on so they don't get a sunburn for the game tomorrow. So they're enjoying it. It's great weather up here. We're not used to it up here at Mack Park. It's usually very cold and windy.
Absolutely. So just tell me about your outfield. Who do you have out there this year? I'm sure you got maybe some people bouncing in and out of there, but who do you have in the outfield?
Well, we have Barbara Rowley, a sophomore in center field. We have Jayla Tamillo, a junior, in left. And we rotate Emma McMahon, who's a sophomore, and Ashley Grimes, who is an eighth grader, in right.
You know, I'm just following up on how young this team is, so I'm interrupting my own thoughts here. But, I mean, if you were to average out the age, you would probably – this team would be about 15 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, it will. And the two eighth graders are young eighth graders. They are 13.
Wow. That's something. And what about, you mentioned the shortstop and second baseman. What about at the corners on the infield?
Skyla Zwerker plays first, and Heather Bernard plays third, and they're both juniors. Ella Wasserman's switches between third base and left field, and she is a sophomore. So we only have four juniors on the team, and then yep. The rest are sophomores, freshmen, and eighth grade.
You know, and Rich, just follow up. Let me follow up with you on your pitcher, and you just tell me what kind of stuff she has, because obviously that's what was I going to say here? It's she's got to have some very, very good stuff.
She does. She has a fastball, a drop, and a change. And when she mixes them, it was pretty incredible, you know, these games, because, you know, she's a fighter, and she's, you know, one of the best gamers on this team. And, you know, she goes out there every time and gives 100%.
Gotcha. Okay, so now it's Swampscott, Thursday afternoon. It's at Swampscott, right, I believe. Yeah, Thursday at Swampscott. So
Friday.
Friday, that's what I meant. We're talking on Thursday. Okay. This is not a good look for me, Rich. But anyways, Thursday, we're talking on Thursday. So your game's tomorrow, Friday, at Swampscott, 4:30 in the afternoon. How close am I on that now? So what's the preview on that game? How do you look at that game?
Every game's tough in our conference. We can't take anyone lightly. You know, we're so young that we have to go out there and, you know, give everybody, you know, the same respect, because you never know who's going to come and have great games to the other teams. So,
yeah,
it's going to be a dogfight.
Absolutely. Rich, anything else you want to share with me about Salem softball that I didn't ask you about this year's, well, this year's team, and obviously some big changes from last year to this year, but anything I didn't ask you about?
I just, you know, I want to say that the girls have been absolutely fantastic, and, you know, they're playing great, and I just hope that we can keep it up and get rolling and, you know, string some wins together.
I'm just thinking, too, as you know, that it must be fun as a sophomore or a freshman on this team right now to see what you've been able to do and put together, and kind of look ahead too. You can't help but do that a little bit too.
Yeah, we try to take it one day at a time. So
yeah, and it's certainly one year at a time for sure.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
right.
So I'm looking forward to the rest of the year. I can't wait to see the growth of these kids. They're exceptional student athletes, and I just want to see them grow as students and as players.
Excellent. All right. Well, Rich, thanks so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. And hopefully we'll talk again soon. And best congrats to you and the team, the coaching staff, and good luck on Friday in Swampscott.
All right. Thank you very much.
Rich O'Leary, softball coach at Salem High, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.